Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. But I do find it absolutely incredible that you were teaching this to third graders, because as you're talking, it seems like, oh, this is something you could teach to a high schooler. You can teach them how to study scripture and they can go off and do it. But you were doing this with little kids. This is third graders. And man, what, there's no better foundation for these kids, because those little years, those are the foundation years. That's where their foundation is being set. And so for in those years, them to learn how to study God's word and to get excited about reading through the Bible is absolutely incredible. And so, you know, you talked about teaching children to think well. What do you mean by that? Why is it important? And we actually just recently did an episode with Kathy Gibbons on logic. Mm-hmm. And so I know this kind of goes along with the topic of logic. But what do you mean by it when you say teaching kids to think well?
Usually the terminology I love to use is teaching kids to think carefully. Because, you know, all throughout scripture, we're commanded, you know, to use our minds to honor God, you know, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, you know, to not be taken captive by the hollow and deceptive philosophies of our world. So scripture is clear that the life of the mind is important. You know, it's not the only portion of the Christian life, but you can't have a Christian life that honors the Lord without involving the life of the mind. Yeah. And we know, you know, that God, I mean, praise God, he is unchanging. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that God's word is unchanging. You know, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. And so, you know, we serve an unchanging God with an unchanging word. But what is changing is the culture around us. And so if we want to raise up faithful disciples of Jesus in this cultural moment, we have to understand the cultural context in which our kids are going to be faced, you know, not only as children, but as teens and as adults. And so one thing that makes this cultural moment really unique is the vast quantities of information that our children are presented with. You know, even if we're careful about limiting screen time, even if we're very careful about what's allowed in our home and what's not, you know, our children are exposed to so much. You know, we can't even go and pump gas anymore without a screen coming and, you know, presenting who knows what. And so, you know, on average, you know, even if we're really careful about what our kids are exposed to, on average, our children are going to be presented with more competing ideas in 1 year of their life than most humans throughout history, throughout their entire lives, than they've been presented with. And so we're cramming into 1 year, you know, what most humans haven't even had to deal with throughout their entire lives. So we need to teach our children to carefully sift through information. And then this involves a lot of things. You know, obviously it involves them knowing scripture and knowing what scripture says, because if they don't know it, they're not going to have any standard by which, you know, against which to hold an idea. We also need to equip them to actually just slow down and think through, okay, what was I just presented with? You know, like, what was the message that I just heard? Whether that was from a friend, from a family member, from a YouTube video, from a textbook, you know, what is this idea that I've just been presented with, so that they know how to carefully think through what they just heard and then think through, okay, how do I know whether or not this is true, you know, so that they're holding it up against God's word and they're also thinking logically about it, you know. And so this involves several different things. You know, if somebody says to them, you know, like, oh, well, it's wrong to judge. Even the Bible says it's wrong to judge. Well, two things right there. One, they need to have the skill to think through, okay, that person just made a judgment about judging.
Right.
They made the judgment that said that judging is wrong. So that statement can't be correct because it just broke its own rule. You know, in order to say that it's incorrect to judge, you have to make a judgment. So that doesn't stand up. But then that person also just said, you know, that's what God's word says. So our kids need to know, okay, let me go and look. First of all, does God's word actually say that? And then if somebody has just quoted a verse, what does that verse say in context?
Right.
Because when we read that verse, you know, where when Jesus says, you know, judge not lest ye be judged, you know, and we read further, it talks about, you know, first getting the log out of our own eye and then getting the speck out of our brother. So it's not just saying, oh, you know what, just say it's a free for all, you know, who am I to judge? It's like, no, we have to examine our own lives and our own hearts and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what sin we have there. So then out of love, we can go and help somebody else get the speck out of their own eye. So that's what I mean when when I say teaching kids to think carefully, to pause, to evaluate, what is this idea that has just been presented with? Does this idea logically make sense? And then if someone is quoting scripture, has that verse been pulled out of context, or is it being used in the manner in which God had the original author write it? So just such important skills to teach our children.
Yeah. I so appreciate that you talk about that, because you can pull any topic of sin and you can back it up with scripture that's taken out of context. You can back up abortion. You can back up homosexuality. You can back up infidelity. You can back up just about anything by taking a part of scripture completely out of context. And that's exactly what's happening in our world today. Yeah. And unfortunately, there are a lot of pastors who are doing that from the pulpit. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.